Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Across the pond on American Forces Radio, Marty Terrell, and welcome to Purdyville. That's right, Purdyville, Iowa Roadshow. It's calling all sports here across the country and around the world on a Wednesday into a Thursday morning across the pond again, worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. Brock Purdy and the Niners, get ready as we're hump day Wednesday into Thursday, counting down to kickoff on Sunday. Final Four weekend. How can you not be pumped up? And away we go. Here on Sports Byline Broadcast, we're presented by Muggsy's as the road show in Iowa continues in Pleasant Hill. And they've got they got their own St. Paddy's Day in March. Well, they got one coming up in February, too. We'll tell you about Muggsy's Copper Creek Plaza for all you Purdy fans. And there is going to be a raucous crowd there and across Iowa. And I'll make the point, and I got into a debate today, and I'm going to make the point in the opening segment here, coming up after the break, why Purdy and his story is bigger than Kurt Warner in its embryonic stage. And it is. And there's people here in Iowa that don't want to hear it, and all you people in the Bay Area will understand coming out of the break why Purdy is bigger than Warner in its embryonic as it starts to blossom. And there's a reason why, one big reason, why Purdy is bigger than Kurt Warner in its infancy. And it's got a long way to go. And Warner, you know, look, he's in the Hall of Fame, so let's not get cuckoo here. But relatively speaking, in its embryonic, in its infancy, it's a bigger story. And I'm going to explain why, and you can debate it with me, or you can think I'm nuts, but I think I'm right about this. So away we go here on a Wednesday into a Thursday. Lots to get to. You know, MVP, you know, I'm not big on Hall of Fame stuff. Yeah, Scott Rolen, congratulations. I don't get into it like most people. I just don't. The Hall of Fame stuff is nice. I don't like to spend a lot of time on it and talk radio. It's like reading a newspaper ad from the newspaper or a tire ad or an automotive ad, you know, for shock absorbers, batteries and tires and spark plugs. It drives me nuts. And even NFL MVP awards drive me nuts. Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow's the MVP. That's it, you know. Other people think otherwise. We'll get it going, though. Why Brock Purdy here in Purdyville, Iowa is bigger than Kurt Warner in its infancy here in the corn state of Iowa. Back, we get it going here on a Wednesday, Thursday Sports Byline Broadcast.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Talking the world of sports, we're live in Purdyville, Iowa. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline broadcast across the country and around the world here on Sirius 217 XM 203 digital channel on the play-by-play sports platform 967 on Sirius XM. If you got the internet app, 967 on the play-by-play deck and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. Yeah, Purdyville, Iowa includes Des Moines with the metro, including Marshalltown and, you know, all the suburbs. It's closing in on 750,000 people. Throw in Ames, Iowa, with the students in session. You know, you've got over 800,000 people. And I'm telling you, Purdy is the man. Why is it bigger than Kurt Warner and the greatest show on turf back in the late 90s, early 2000s? It's obvious, the obvious reason. And that's social media, Facebook, TikTok, all this other stuff. That's why it's bigger. Now, Warner's accomplishments in stacking up against Brock Purdy, I'll make the case that it's even more impressive for Purdy over Warner. And I'm not taking the totality of Kurt Warner's career. So, you know, the guy that I'm debating with this over the noon hour is telling me, you know, he's looking at the totality of the career. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying right now in its infancy, in its embryonic stage, what Brock Purdy, folks, is doing is unheard of. You understand this is better than Montana. It's even going to be better than Brady in its infancy if he gets it done. He's got to win two more. And I think, for crying out loud, he's going to do it. I do. I think the San Francisco 49ers are going to win the Super Bowl. And I think they're going to do it with Brock Purdy. And this other stupid debate, and I'm going to do more on the, you know, the Mike Martz coached, you know, the mixture of Falk on the ground and Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce and obviously Warner and Azeez Hakeem, the whole compilation. Ricky Prohl was part of that greatest show on turf. Look, you know, we'll get into that. But, you know, what I want to say is I think the Niners are going to do it because they're also fortified by a defense. And what Brock Purdy is doing, he's not doing it with as many parts as Kurt Warner. That's all. He's got a bigger and better had a bigger and better supporting cast. And I'm not taking anything away from Warner. That's just a fact. That is an absolute fact. You can debate it, but there's really not much to debate. And that's not taking anything away. Don't forget, Christian McCaffrey came over midseason. And yeah, he's going to go over when you conclude the postseason. 2,000 yards total offense, probably somewhere between 16 and 18 touchdowns, depending on how he finishes in the last two. Probably closer to, you know, probably get one or two on this weekend and maybe you know, one or two in the Super Bowl. Who knows if that happens? So he's going to get, you know, probably 16, 17 touchdowns and 2,000 yards total offense. And they got him midseason. He started, obviously, with Carolina, and he's been dinged up. But the fact of the matter is, you take him, you take Kittle, you take everyone else and roll it into one big ball, it pales in comparison offensively. The biggest difference to me is the other side of the ball, and that's that San Francisco defense. I mean, it's just as simple as that. So let's look back historically at the greatest show on turf. And we got to remember, this started during the 99 season, and it went through 2001. And don't forget, we had 9/11. We had crazy stuff. But they had, get this, they had three MVP award winners as part of the greatest show on turf. In the year 2000, they nearly had 7,500 total yards. Now, it lasted until 2011 because then Drew Brees in New Orleans came along and beat it. But Warner had 5,500 yards passing. Come on. I mean, Mahomes went 5,250 this year, and there was no one else over 5,000. Okay, all five receivers on the field, I mean, they were spread out. The ball was, I mean, Warner just sat back there and did his checks and, you know, did his reads and always had somebody to throw to. It was not uncommon for him to start games 9-for-9, 10-for-10, whatever. It was more common for him to do that than anything else. There were some drop balls. There was obviously fumbles. But then he had Marshall Faulk running the ball, for crying out loud. You know, and again, they defensive backs and linebackers and defensive coordinators pulled their hair out trying to defend this. A lot of motion in that attack because Mike March took a page from Don Coryell, the former Charger coach, with the Air Coryell attack. There was no question about that. All sorts of screen plays and dump offs and draw plays to Marshall Faulk. It was dizzying to watch. In fact, if you want to do it, go back to YouTube or get to NFL Films and watch this offense. It was crazy. And you look at who orchestrated it. Of course it was Mike Martz. And again, you had Kurt Warner at the helm. And we could go through a litany of numbers, but it'll make you crazy. Marshall Faulk, who came over from the Colts, don't forget. After the 98 season, he ended up in the Rams for, I think it was 6 or 7 years. I think he retired after the 05 season. So you had Faulk. Then you had Isaac Bruce, who started with the Rams, ironically. He started with the Rams. He was there in L.A., went to St. Louis, and he wasn't around, obviously, when they went back to L.A. And then he finished up with the 49ers in 2008-2009. Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt. Okay, started with the Rams 10 years and then ended up one season in Jacksonville, which was really a bust season. Oz, Zahir Hakim, part of the greatest show on turf. He had a big year. In fact, he had three of them, 98 through 2001, actually 4 years. And then Ricky Prohl, who was a situational third down guy. And then offensively, Orlando Pace at left tackle protecting the blind side of Kurt Warner. It was just a magical season. But you see what I'm saying here? The Rams, the St. Louis Rams just had, from soup to nuts, they had an all-star cast. What Brock Purdy is doing, it, he's doing it with a lot less, and he is so effective right now. And I feel like I'm putting the hex on him because he is due, and he did this in college. And he'd get a streak going and then a clunker. And I think that's the biggest fear right now among the 49ers, a real fear, is that it's going to strike midnight, he's going to turn into a pumpkin, and the glass slipper is going to fall off, and he's going home, not in a stagecoach, he's going home in a 1978 Ford Mustang with bald tires and maybe a spare tire rim on there. Who knows? I mean, that's the biggest fear right now that the 49er fan base has. Me, on the other hand, I just sense he's got some gold dust sprinkled on him. He's got some angel dust and some gold dust sprinkled on him. I just feel like he's just got the Midas touch right now. He's on an unbelievable roll. And he's staying poised. He's staying humble. Now, I will say this, and I went after this yesterday, and I went after it again this morning. This is going to be a very, very trying, hostile, nasty, you know, the lion showing its fangs atmosphere Saturday night, Lincoln Financial. He is, or Saturday afternoon, into the early evening, a Sunday. It's going to be as hostile as he has ever seen. This is one of the toughest venues ever in sports. Yeah, Philadelphia. It's, you know, they call it the city of brotherly love. Brotherly love, my rear end. This is going to be a hostile, nasty, loud environment. And they're writing about it in the Philadelphia papers, WIP, the talk stations in Philly, frothing because they know this fan base. You'd want to, you know, everyone talks about Seattle and the 12th man. Let me tell you something. Seattle sounds like a, you know, a barn mouse compared to this Philadelphia fan base. It is going to be phenomenal to watch. It's just going to be absolutely incredible to watch. And what Brock Purdy does with this is going to be very telling. And I'm telling you, if he survives this, the Super Bowl, while it will be a much brighter stage in terms of its enormity and the TV viewership and all that stuff, this is the tough one. If he passes this test, the Super Bowl, I wouldn't go so far as to call it pedestrian in comparison to playing against the Eagles in that environment that's coming up on Sunday, but damn close. Damn close. All right, Purdyville, Iowa. We're coming back. We're going to Chicago with Rick Carter. Lots to talk to. We'll do some puck. We'll do a whole lot of stuff with Rick. And then Dom's Download coming up before the top of the next hour here on Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the world on Sirius XM and the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM. You can stream it always at sportsbyline.com. Click on Listen Live. Hey, Muggsy's in Central Iowa. Again, we don't even call it Des Moines anymore. We call it Purdyville, Brock Purdyville, Iowa. Saint Practice weekend. You've heard of St. Patrick's Day weekend. Well, how about St. Practice? Yeah, they're going to do a run-through on February 17th and 18th. It's going to be unbelievable. Home of the Guinness Pint. And get your pregame ready for St. Patrick's weekend during the St. Practice weekend. And that's coming up February 17th and 18th. Muggsy's Pizza House, check it out. Home of flat screens, 44 of them. All the NFL playoff action, plus Big Ten, plus ESPN, plus where are you going to get that? And all the March Madness tournament headquarters. Missouri-Iowa State Saturday. Iowa-Michigan on Thursday. Get to Purdyville. It is Copper Creek Plaza in Purdyville, Iowa, which is really Pleasant Hill. Saint Practice weekend coming up at Muggsy's on February 17th and 18th. We should get Rick Carter to come in, and we'll get him eventually at one of these special events. Mr. Kotea joins us from Chicago. We talk puck and a whole lot more. Richard, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Marty. How are you?
Good. Hey, Connor Bedard tonight, Canadian Hockey League Showcase. I did a little research. I sent you the little clip. 16 yep. former number one picks have performed in that showcase, Canadian Hockey League. And he's going to be number 17, and he's going to be the number one pick, and thanks to you.
No doubt.
Yeah. How good is he? And I know we've talked about this before, but what are they going to see tonight in Canada when this kid is showcased?
Well, I mean, certainly you've got a kid that has tremendous skill, and try taking the puck off of him. He protects the puck as well as any grown man in the NHL right now can do. He's fat. He's got a great shot. His shot is probably top five in the NHL already.
It's amazing. Rick, I mean, there's no doubt he's number one, right? I mean, is there anybody even close to this kid
when
the draft comes around?
No, there's, you know what, probably, you know, you've got a couple kids that are chasing his tail right now, but I do have one kid that I do want to talk about.
He's currently playing in the
NCAA for Boston University. He's a Chicago kid. As a rookie, he leads the NCAA defenseman in scoring. He's a Montreal Canadian draft choice, and his name is Lane Hutson, and he is going to be electrifying in the NHL as well, and he's small.
Lane Hutson. So now he's playing at BU, but he's been drafted already by Montreal, chose to go back to school. Am I following this correctly or what?
That's correct. He's a rookie right now for BU. He leads all NCAA defensemen in scoring. This past week, I think he got Hockey East Rookie of the Week for the third time this year. And he's a small statured defenseman, but this kid's got vision and he can skate like nobody's business.
How about Rick? Now, Rick, how do you know this kid? Have you been around him at all? Do you know the family? What's your connection to him, or is it just his Chicagoland ties that pique your interest?
No, I know his dad. I played against his dad, back in the day, and I've done some coaching very, very close to where he's at, and so I've had a good chance to see this kid come up from just a young kid and. And now he's really flourished into something special. He played last year at the U.S. National Development Team, and he's really a special kid also.
Rick Carter talking with us from Chicago. So much to get to. You know, Rick, you're involved with, you know, these junior programs and the youth programs. Tell me about Chicagoland hockey. You know, you and I were in Minnesota for a time. We don't need to go into that. But I can tell you that I see a lot of kids from Minnesota, obviously, in the NHL and the AHL and the USHL. But I'll tell you what, Chicagoland pumps a lot of kids into professional hockey, huh?
No question. They've got one of the strongest AAA programs, youth programs in the country. And that goes from basically a 10-year-old kid all the way up to an 18-year-old young man. So they're the Chicago Mission program, Chicago Team Illinois, now they had Chicago Young Americans and Chicago Fury. They make up the four AAA organizations in Chicago, and they have pumped out some fantastic players over the years for sure.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Rick Carter talking to us from Chicago. You know, they showcased hockey in the National Hockey League, the All-Star Weekend coming up a week from Friday. It'll be in Sunrise, Florida, home of the Florida Panthers. You know, they got that round-robin divisional thing. You know, the NBA All-Star Game puts me to sleep. The NHL, I think they're trying to innovate it. I don't know, Rick. Can they do something to spruce up these All-Stars? You know, Canada versus the United States, take the Canadian. Well, of course, then you wouldn't have probably enough. Well, you'd have enough American guys. I don't know. I guess what I'm asking you in a long-winded fashion is, do you like the All-Star Weekend, or is this kind of like a throwaway, turn the page and get ready for the resumption of the second half of the season? How about you on that?
I'm not a fan of All-Star situations. Of course, coming from a guy who's never been in one. So it's certainly some jealousy there.
Okay, I got you. I like your humility.
What I would love to see is I'd love to see not only the greatest players on Earth play, in a round robin atmosphere, but I'd love to get 8 to 16 of the toughest guys out there and let them duke it out on the ice, maybe with some small gloves on, very MMA style, and show the fans some big boys throwing some leather around too. I'd love to see that.
All right, here's my other pet peeve, and I could say the same thing about the NBA going back to the 70s. Why does the NHL recycle all these coaches, Rick? I mean, they fired Bruce Boudreau, Gabby Boudreau. He hung in the wind out in Vancouver for weeks. I mean, I think they got Seattle tonight. Rick Tocchet gets the job, so he leaves TNT's booth and studio show to back, behind the bench. But we're recycling coaches left and right. The NBA has done the same thing. Man, oh, man, can we get some new blood? What is it with the NHL? I mean, Boudreau's probably going to get another job. He's been in Washington, Anaheim, Vancouver, Minnesota. Gabby's probably going to get another gig here pretty quick.
I don't get it either. I've never met Boods, but I can tell you right now he's well liked in the NHL circles, and yeah, they seem to be a bit of an old boys club, and I would love to see there are some great coaches in the junior ranks, and I'd love to get some new blood in there for sure. I don't like a guy getting recycled just for the sake of recycling. Tortorella's been on he's coached how many teams?
Oh, my God.
He'll inevitably get fired. Mike Keenan had multiple bouts with different people. Yet you got a guy like Quenneville who's sitting there without a job right now. Of course, he's been recycled also. So, there's a lot of junior coaches that, and minor league coaches that deserve a chance. But I think a lot of these clubs are, I think they somehow think that having a respected name in there is going to do something for them. But, it all comes down to systems, and it all comes down to, are they actually teaching these guys something? And if you've ever watched an NHL practice, there's not a whole lot of instruction going on. It's just it's really done by a lot of skill coaches, quite honestly.
We only got about a minute and a half left. I'm worried that the Bruins are going to go through the regular season, just rip it up, be the number one seed. I think they're going to be vulnerable in postseason, Rick. I mean, can you win too much during the regular season? Can you peak too soon? Give me a quick hit on the Bruins in Boston.
I think you can peak too soon, but I don't know that the Bruins are built to win in the playoffs, except I think they've got a question mark in goal. Although you do have Allmark, and they kind of have to find their go-to guy, and I'm not sure that they have that at this point in time.
Well, I tell you, they're putting up crazy numbers. I mean, Omar is, I think he's only lost two or three times this year. That'll be interesting, but I'm almost worried about it. All right, well, listen, you're the best. Let's do it again next week. It'll be All-Star Weekend. I'll have a whole bunch on the table for you. Good job out of you,
Marty,
pal.
Marty, Lane Hudson, keep your eye on him. Don't fall
asleep. All right. I love it. I mean, I love this stuff. I got my buddy in New England, Brock Hines, so he'll cross-check you on Lane Hudson. I bet you he's texted me already because he listens, and he'll give me the lowdown as well. Great job out of you, Rick. I appreciate you, pal.
Love you, Marty. Take care.
All right, good job. That's my pal Rick Carter in Chicago. Played at Kent State, University of Wisconsin, and then in Wheeling, West Virginia in the ECHL. And he wasn't there long, he admits it. Humble guy, good guy on the world of hockey. So, yeah, you know, we do the puck here a little bit, you know. I mean, again, we're heard across the country in Canada and on the American Forces Network and a lot of puck people out there. All right, Dom's download coming up. I'm looking forward to that. Obviously, he's on edge. Dom's off Friday, and he'll need that day to really get himself settled in, calm down. He might be on some antidepressants Monday. I'll worry about him all weekend. Ogden will be in here Friday to hold sway to get us through to the weekend. And then you know, Dom is going to hunker down, and then just he's going to be pacing like the proverbial cat on a hot tin roof until Sunday kickoff. I'm giving Dom a hard time. We're coming back with Dom's Download. It's presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne here in Iowa, and by, of course, Muggsy's Pizza House, where they've got an unbelievable St. Practice Day, a warm-up for St. Patrick's Day. We'll tell you about it here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it ready.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep. So clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
All right, talking the world of sports live in Purdyville, Iowa. Marty Terrell, it's a road show Wednesday as we're coming to you live from Purdyville. Brock Purdy, he may be from Gilbert, Arizona on his Wikipedia page, but he is the mayor and governor of Purdyville in the state of Iowa. Man, this guy is huge. Bigger than Warner, folks, back in 98, 99. I know people argue and they're saying, oh, you're nuts. Listen to my point, though. I'm not talking about the totality of the career. Brock Purdy is a rookie, okay? And I understand he was drafted and Warner was not and blah, 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 Northern Iowa. I get all that, okay? I get it. That's not what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is in the embryonic stage, fledgling stage of their careers, Purdy's bigger because he's touching more people because of social media. That's my point. But I still think his story is incredible. And if he runs the table and goes 9-0 and wins the Super Bowl, there's going to be no arguing. There will be no arguing. I will not allow you to argue with me because I'll be right. And it's not about being right. It's just about stating a truism and letting it letting it just kind of roost there. So it's phenomenal. By the way, one quick hit before Dom's download. Boy, you got to go to YouTube and see this exchange on the practice range over in Dubai on the golf course between Patrick Reed. What a dope. Patrick Reed, man, I love him. He won the 2018 Masters. He's from Augusta. And I know he went to Augusta State and he got accused of cheating and he probably did in college. And there was, you know, all sorts of assertions and allegations that he cheats. And who knows? I mean, Vijay Singh was a cheater too. And so too was a couple of other guys. But who cares? They're golfers. But you got to see this exchange. Rory McIlroy's standing there, and I assume with his caddy, and then Patrick Reed comes over. And Patrick Reed just sued Rory McIlroy for defamation of character. And so he's got big cojones to walk over to Rory and then offer his hand to shake it, and then Rory kind of gave him the cold shoulder, and then Patrick Reed flipped the golf tee at him between him and his caddy. I'm assuming it's his caddy or another player, and it was a LIV Golf Tour tee. Apparently, I mean, yeah, it was just it's worth watching. If you want to see a nice cold shoulder, you'll see it. It's textbook. All right, let's get him in here. Dom's download, a lot to get to. Dom, I'm going to start with you. I don't know how old you were when Warner came into the league and all that stuff was going down, but my point is simple. I'm taking some heat for this. Here in Purdyville, because the Warner people and the older people are fired up saying you're crazy, but they're debating the totality of Kurt Warner's career. All I'm talking about is Brock Purdy out of the chute, 7-0, may go 9-0, may ultimately win a world's championship. And with social media and the proliferation of the way people communicate, this is a bigger story. That's all I'm saying. So let me have you weigh in on this, if you could kindly, please.
All right, so for transparency, I was single digits when Kurt Warner came into the league. So I knew
you were going to say that. I
definitely don't remember it like the back of my hand, but okay. I will completely agree with you in the fact that social media has changed everything.
You
don't think if Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and whatever else you might be on, if you don't think that existed when Kurt Warner came into the league, that we wouldn't be having the same type of, oh my gosh, the grocery boy, let's go.
Yeah, that
would be trending.
Exactly.
Grocery guy would be a trending hashtag on Twitter. If social media was going on there, you don't think it would have taken what? Kurt Warner retired what? Mid 2010, something like that. You don't think it would have? You don't think it would have taken 7-8 years for a movie about him to be made if social media had existed back then? It wouldn't have. We've seen it with viral sensations. Whether it's sports or just a stupid video or a funny kid or whatever it might be, the power of social media brings people together and it gives anyone who wants it to have a voice. So, yes, what Brock Purdy is doing at this stage versus what Kurt Warner was doing at this exact same stage, they may be comparable, but the global, I shouldn't say global. I don't think
no,
everybody
you
around.
Can't. No,
no, but I
no,
don't know.
Say,
how...
don't, no, no. Don't back up. Don't back up. Keep stacking up. Don't back up because you're right. Global. Because the league has gone global. The NFL is popular worldwide. We're on worldwide right now with the American Forces Network. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm telling you, if he runs the table and goes 9-0, it's one of the most incredible stories in the history of the National Football League. And you can take it to the bank. Bar none. The big if is he beats Philly and he beats either Kansas City or Cincinnati on February 12th in Arizona in his hometown. You cannot make up a bigger story. I'm sorry. It'll be the biggest story out of the chute in the history of the National Football League, case closed.
No,
you may continue.
Agreed. There will be a 30 for 30 on it next year. It'll be nice and quick. But I forgot where I was exactly going, but in terms of what social media does in terms of generating hype and connecting fans who are, because, you were telling me, pre-show, or I think it was actually you were saying it on the show, there's not a huge population in the area where you are in Iowa compared to San Francisco,
San Francisco, Boston, L.A.,
yeah.
Chicago, New York.
It's
right.
Not like that. But because of social media, your voices are now on equal footing as everyone around the world. And the fans of Brock Purdy in Iowa, in Gilbert, Arizona, they have a voice and can be vocal. And honestly, outside of the 49ers and football fans who love a good story, you probably have the most passion and emotional investment in Brock Purdy's success. So I will say social media is the reason that I think that you're right in Brock Purdy's story through 6-7 games is a much bigger deal than Kurt Warner's was at the same point. Obviously, you've said it yourself, Brock Purdy's got a very long way to go to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. But at this stage, I have to agree with you. It's a huge deal, and I think social media is the driving factor.
Dom's Download, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne, an Iowa State alum. He's all Purdy. He's down in Florida golfing, and he's loving life right now. Our buddy Randy Byrne. I'm going to take it a step further, Dom. I'm going one step further on your download today, and this is your segment, and I'm not trying to steal your thunder, but you tell me right now, who is the face of the National Football League today on Wednesday, January 25th into 26th and 27th, into the weekend? Who's the face of the NFL right now insofar as a player is concerned? Who is it?
The face on the way out is Tom Brady, and the new face is transitioning to Patrick Mahomes, hands down.
You didn't answer my question. I don't think it's Mahomes. I think it's Purdy. Purdy has trumped Mahomes. I know this is flipping people out. Listen to what I'm saying. Purdy is the face of the league right now. And granted, Mahomes is probably getting more play on ESPN because of his high ankle sprain, and he says it's fine, and he's going to be 100 or close to 100%. He'll find a way to win and play on Sunday. I get it. Purdy is the story right now. He led PTI. He's leading most talk shows. I'm telling you, Purdy's the face of the league. I know that Mahomes is breathing down his neck, but I think it's Purdy, but you don't see it that way, huh?
So I'm going to go off my interpretation of the phrase face of the NFL. When I think of the face of a sport, I think of somebody that becomes synonymous, that you see in the media, and I think this is why Mike Trout is never going to be the face of MLB, despite him being the best player in baseball for many years, is because you don't see him in media. Mike Trout's done a couple Subway commercials. That's about it. You see Patrick Mahomes everywhere. You hear about Patrick Mahomes everywhere, but like I said, most importantly, you see his face. This is no disrespect to Brock Purdy, but if you showed a Brock Purdy photo and compared him to a similar-looking guy or just some other random quarterback to a non-NFL fan, I guarantee they don't know who Brock Purdy is.
I think there is
a huge likelihood that they know who Patrick Mahomes is or Rodgers or Brady. Like I said, those guys are on the way out. Mahomes is it now. I will agree with you that I think Brock Purdy is the hottest name and the hottest story in the NFL right now. But when I think of the face of the franchise, face of the NFL, the guy that is synonymous with the league as a whole, it has to be Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I will say this. There's a grocery store chain here in the Midwest, Minnesota. It's based in Iowa, into Missouri, and probably Nebraska too. Hy-Vee. It's called Hy-Vee. And Mahomes does their commercials, and I think Kelsey is a tag along. If I'm then, I fire Mahomes. In fact, memo to Hy-Vee over on Westtown Parkway in West Des Moines, Iowa. Fire Mahomes, and if you really want to move groceries, get Brock Purdy in there. I can't get enough of this story. I cannot get enough of this story. I'm telling you, I am addicted to this story because I just want it to continue. I mean, Dom, he is going into a house of horrors on Sunday. And somehow I think this kid who looks like he's got a pocket protector when he shows up at the stadium. I mean, he's not a nerd, but he's just so simple and so humble and just so matter of fact. He's going into an absolute lion's den, and I think he's going to come out smelling like a rose on Sunday. So, I really do.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. He's got a very wholesome Midwestern look. He's clean-shaven, yeah. Baby face. Looks like he's kind of, aw shucks, I'm here for the ride. He hasn't once complained about everybody calling him Mr. Irrelevant. He's leaned into it. He seems like a great dude. It's hard not to want to root for him. And I agree with you, and this is, again, removing myself as a 49ers fan, I do think that the 49ers are going to be able to go into Philadelphia and get the win. I was talking with our president, Darren Peck, earlier today, and he gave me a great stat, and it made me feel a lot better about the 49ers' chances. Since their Week 6 win against Dallas, that did not include Dak Prescott, we all know Dak can be hit or miss, but if you've got a backup, you got to like your chances no matter what. So since the Week 6 win against Dallas that had no Dak Prescott, the Eagles have beaten one playoff team, and it was the New York Giants back in Week 15. Now, I know you can only beat the teams ahead of you, but we were talking about it last week, Marty. Oh, the Cowboys haven't gone against a defense like the 49ers. Brock Purdy hasn't gone against a defense like the Cowboys. Well, in a couple months, the Eagles haven't faced a team like the 49ers, it appears. I hadn't known that prior to my discussion with Darren, so I feel a little bit better about the Niners' chances for sure.
Yeah, I am so jacked up for that game, and I'm sorry. Cincinnati and Kansas City is good, and I'm saying this again from Purdyville, Iowa, and I run the risk of being admonished and subjected to ridicule. But trust me, I have tough skin. The Cincinnati Kansas City game feels like a JV game to me. It really does. This San Francisco-Philadelphia bi-coastal rock fight, I'm telling you, folks, this is going to be smash dishes, barroom brawl, backyard brawl, you name it. This is going to be a game of hitting like you have never seen, and I cannot wait. I am so jacked up. In fact, I'll even take it a step further here. I think the Super Bowl runs the risk of being really, really placid and very, very humdrumish, as Super Bowls are wont to be. I'm telling you, folks, strap yourself in for this NFC Championship game early on Sunday and get to church and get on your knees and thank God that you're going to get to witness this. And I sound like I'm full of hype and hyperbole. I'm telling you, folks, this is going to be an all-timer. This is going to be a rock fight. All right, we're coming back here. Dom's Download is presented by Randy Byrne and Vanguard Utility Partners. Outstanding company in a 7-state Midwestern footprint. Randy Byrne, former Iowa State football player and a good man and a good backer of the radio program. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. We'll give you a lowdown of what's streaming, what you'll be screaming about in the world of sports tonight as we look forward to it. Tomorrow, Alec Pierce, wideout from the Indianapolis Colts. Noble Burkhead, our Colts insider, will join us as a co-host. Alec Pierce from Los Angeles. He is a wideout out of Cincinnati, Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He joins us on the program tomorrow right here on Sports Byline. Keep
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All right, what's streaming? What do you be screaming about in the world of sports throughout the night? We got you covered with scores and news and highlights throughout the night here on Sports Byline. NBA, you know, Nuggets, Bucks kind of carries the night, although, but the Nuggets must be missing somebody because they're, I mean, this don't look like they have a full complement of players tonight, but we'll follow that game throughout the night here on Sports Byline. Raptors and Kings, Toronto Raptors. There's an Iowa influence there. I'm such an Iowa homer. Nick Nurse, Carroll, Iowa, the coach of the Raptors. And Murray and Barnes for the Kings. We'll keep an eye on that one into the night. Grizzlies, Warriors, we don't know about Morant. Hope he plays. Spurs, Lakers, snooze fest. The puck, you know, Vancouver, Seattle out west. Maybe keep an eye on that. Look, the college hoops tonight. UConn was getting whacked early. Butler, Providence in the Big East. Keep an eye on that, perhaps. Other than that, I mean, you got Alabama. I mean, they're just the Crimson Tide just rolling people. They got Mississippi State tonight. So that's probably about as deep as I'm going to go on a Wednesday into a Thursday. So we will keep an eye on that. And again, tomorrow night, Iowa, Michigan. We'll keep an eye on that game in the Big Ten. Hawkeyes have been hot. Wolverines, not so much. And an NBA Thursday, and then we get ready. We really count down to football, man. It's coming, and it is coming. And the early game on Sunday, NFC Championship game, we're going to see Philly and 49ers. And then late, we're going to see Kansas City hosting Cincinnati. NFL MVP, man, a lot of debate. You know, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, obviously Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. I mean, Mahomes' numbers probably say so, but I think Joe Burrow would be my guy. All right, Dominic's Download presented by Vanguard Utility Partners. Don't forget Muggsy's for all you people in Purdyville, Iowa. Purdy will be on display Sunday at Muggsy's. Get out there, Pizza House, Pleasant Hill, Copper Creek Plaza, Ron Burkle, Coach Jim and the gang out there, Billy Kirby and all the folks out there. Enjoy your Wednesday into a Thursday here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell, presented by Muggsy's and Vanguard Utility Partners across the country and around the world. We're on Sirius XM, Digital 967, worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. Keep it right here throughout the night.